Welcome to the Wisdom Podcast with me, Katarina Satori. This episode is dedicated to the topic of divine purpose. How to find it, how to unlock it, and how to embody it. I believe we all wired, programmed to search for higher meaning. We are designed to ask big, transcendental, existential questions. It's only a matter of time when we are going to do that. And the question of free will lays in, are we going to follow that question to finding our own answer, or are we going to pretend that we don't hear the question? So for those of you who are listening, who are on this path of spiritual awakening, spiritual empowerment, and soul ascension, the conversation about divine purpose is very important, because as I have noticed in my own life and in the life of those people that I support as private clients, as students, and people who cross my path, our purpose is a journey that unfolds over time. And for so many of us, in the very beginning of our search for a bigger meaning for our existence, we search for our purpose in terms of, what is it I'm here to do? What is my sacred work? What is my career that is going to be a beautiful alignment of my soul gifts, life experience, and what brings me deepest joy, right? For so many years, this has been my deepest search. And nothing was more unfulfilling and challenging for my soul and my heart is knowing that every single day where I am not connected to my purpose, I feel the burden of my unrealized potential. And what I can share with you is the only thing that carried me through a 10-year search for my purpose was all the studying that I have been doing. During those 10 years, I was following my natural thirst for spiritual growth, spiritual practices, different spiritual traditions, working with shamanic plants. So there was this deep thirst for gathering knowledge and practicing embodying that knowledge one step at a time, right? So transformation of consciousness is a gradual experience with a few sudden big leaps of consciousness, whether because you have been in a meditation retreat, or maybe you traveled to a place of mystical power that activated your consciousness, or maybe you sat an ayahuasca ceremony, right? Some kind of a big experience that expanded your sense of self, your soul, the reality that you're part of. But beside those big leaps of consciousness, our transformation of consciousness is a gradual process. And it takes so much patience and self-compassion to trust that all the time and energy and attention that you put into your spiritual development, to trust that this will bring you a beautiful harvest. And what kind of harvest I'm talking about? Well, a new version of you, a more authentic, a more wholesome from within, a more integrated version of you. So the drive for higher meaning is what actually ignites our deep desire to learn, to feed our mind with high vibrational knowledge, spiritual books, different spiritual practices. And it also helps us prepare our heart. We go through a gradual, spontaneous awakening of the heart. Every time we spend time in nature, every time we dedicate to self-reflection, to journaling, to meditation, what we're doing, we're preparing the soil of our consciousness, especially around our heart chakra, to meet the sacred. Every time we engage in different healing experiences, whether we are practicing energy healing, whether we are receiving healing through a healer, whether we are into sound healing, where we are into yoga, what we are doing, we're preparing our energy body, we're clearing the debris to meet the sacred. Whether we find our love of sacred chanting and devotional singing of divine names, whether we love giving our time volunteering and being compassionate and helping those in need, whether we love gardening and planting new trees and doing something for environment, what we are doing, we're preparing the soil of our consciousness to meet the sacred. And when we meet the sacred in a direct experience, in a very mystical experience, our relationship with our purpose begins to change. We begin to receive these insights and understandings that our purpose is not what we're here to do. It's who we're here to be. What vibration we're here to express. What quality of consciousness we're here to develop. And if you're listening to me, and maybe some people will say, Karina, but this feels beautiful, but a little bit abstract. This reminds me of a story, one of the myths, and one of the traditions. There is a story how when the gods were creating a human being, they said, let's create this being and let's hide their divinity in a place where they will never even think to look. And one god said, let's hide their divinity in the top of the mountain. Another god said, let's hide the divinity in the bottom of the ocean. Another god said, let's hide the divinity in the deep forest. And probably the goddess said, let's hide the divinity in the center of their heart, in their body. So when you begin to come across spiritual teachings that tell you all you seek is within you, the kingdom of heaven is within you, your truth is within you, this is what they all point to, that your truth, your divinity, and your higher purpose is within you. It's been always within your body. The body holds the secrets. The body holds the codes. The body holds the highest wisdom. But oftentimes, our higher purpose and this highest wisdom is buried under the layers and layers and layers of old pain, emotional wounding, and karmic blocks. And that takes time to transform. That takes time to purify. That takes time to remove layer after layer after layer after layer. You begin to do this beautiful work that in alchemical tradition called soul polishing, where you polish your soul. And just like the windshield that was covered by the layers of dirt, the more you clear it, the more clearly you begin to see your reality and your place in this majestic universe. So the aim of our self-work and self-transformation and self-healing, right, is to create a spaciousness within for us to hear our soul and to see and to meet our true divine purpose. Now, a little bit about this process called Kundalini Awakening. Yes, I can do a whole episode just on this topic. I'm going to plant some seeds here. Kundalini Awakening is a natural, organic process. Of the divine essence that within our body that lays at the bottom of our spine, that divine essence being turned on, ignited, and activated in our body. You can get there through yoga, through meditation, through breath work. You begin to feel that there is this bigger divine essence in you. And when your consciousness and your soul is ready, Kundalini begins to awaken. And a full awakening of Kundalini is nothing but a miraculous experience. When Kundalini is awakening in your being, you begin to court the sacred. You begin to receive the most incredible inspiration, illumination. You begin to express your innate genius. Different talents and soul gifts come online, some of them from past life, parallel incarnations. There's this beautiful transformation that begins to happen spontaneously, organically. And when Kundalini is awakening, yes, a lot of our habits and lifestyle choices needs to be changed, because that divine energy that is awakening in us cannot coexist with habits that drain our power. So again, it's a gradual process, right? It's a gradual process of this inner transformation, a Kundalini awakening, where you awaken to your divinity, to your power, to your brilliant creativity, to your expression. And through all this process, our experience of what our purpose is also goes through transformation. And we may be guided to creating something out of thin air, what looks like it. Maybe it's our creative idea that is becoming our business and our expression, or we may stay with the same career that we had before, but we are bringing a high level of consciousness to it, high level of presence, high level of devotion. But everything becomes more purposeful through a new kind of awareness and attention that we bring to everything we do. Everything becomes meaningful, every person that crosses our path. We begin to see with new eyes and new perspective that this is a messenger. They're a mirror. They are showing me something about myself. So our divine purpose begins to get infused in every area of my life. And this process is a gradual one. Then everything becomes meaningful. Everything becomes purposeful. Our divine purpose. I do find there is a sacred soul contract that is sleeping inside our DNA, inside our cells, inside our spiritual DNA, that is a library of all our lifetimes. And every lifetime we incarnate with a particular aim, soul aim, a soul assignment. And we desire to learn a particular lesson. Maybe we desire to learn how to create without limitation. Maybe we're desiring to learn how to balance our personal life and service to humanity. Maybe that's our theme, life theme. Every single one of us will have a specific life theme. And our divine purpose, our sacred soul contract, lays in our willingness to follow our soul's guidance, whatever is going to lead us. And for us to follow our soul guidance, we first get to learn to listen to it. So you see, our divine purpose begins with creating daily time for being, creating spaciousness, creating time for silence. So we could hear the truth of our soul in a new way. When my personal clients come to me for Dharma, to find their purposeful, meaningful, evolutionary path, do you know the very first thing that I introduce them? The beauty of spaciousness. Because a lot of my clients are high-achieving individuals who are standing on a big level of professional achievement. And they got there because they are incredible doers and multitaskers. But in order to connect to their true soul assignment, their true life purpose, that doing gets in the way. And the very first step is to create space for being. So it's a change of values. You begin to value the space that you create between your activities. And learning to balance the doing with being so you could hear the voice of your soul. And then the second aspect of connecting with our divine purpose is increasing self-reflection. I'm really big on journaling. I have journals everywhere. And at any time, I have at least two journals. One is where I write, well, actually three. I have three journals. So one is my daily morning pages, where it's a stream of consciousness that helps me reflect on my thoughts and insights and discoveries. Second journal is a creativity journal that is very different from morning pages. Creativity journal is where I draw and engage with different shapes and colors, and I will write a few words or I will contemplate on a particular theme. And the third journal is a digital one that I call my digital soundboard. And that journal is where I sit down, usually in the evening, and I type without censoring myself. I allow myself to name what's on my mind and not allowing myself to judge it. So people ask me, how do you find your purpose? I answer, increase your self-reflection. In order for you to become aware of the purpose that already guides you, you get to increase your self-reflection. Becoming more contemplative being. And what I can share with you, your relationship with time begins to change. The more reflective you become, the more time begins to work in your favor. The less you begin to experience time as something that goes by really fast and running out. When you truly begin to slow down, you begin to work in a different time, in a quantum time. You begin to remember that future and the past is the idea of the linear mind, conscious mind, that we truly only have this eternal moment that turns into next eternal moment, next eternal moment, next eternal moment. So the more spaciousness you begin to create between your thoughts, the more you see your life with new eyes, and the more purposeful everything that happens in your life becomes. Your divine purpose, yes, it may be a part of your life assignment to write books, give speeches, become a philanthropist, or raise a family and raise a new new members of society, the conscious human beings. It may be your divine purpose to build a spiritual retreat center, create art that awakens people's consciousness. Every single one of us has a unique, sacred soul assignment, but only you can find it. The guides and the mentors that you resonate with can help you create the environment, can help you, can be a mirror for you to help you identify your unique set of skills and talents and help you see how everything you went through in your life has served a higher purpose. The guides and the mentors that you're drawn to can help you develop trust in your soul's guidance and follow it in a direction that may be unfamiliar to you. Your divine purpose is already within you. The question is, why don't we follow it? Why don't we always follow our purpose? Why is it not so easy to follow our purpose? Why there are so many people who live purposeless lives? Even though this is the biggest fear, to die unfulfilled, to die without fulfilling your purpose, why so many people are choosing to numb, to be distracted, or to continue to be so busy they have no time to think about their purpose? And this is a deeper conversation, of course, but I'll just name a few things. Because you need to let go of control. Control of the mind cannot travel with you on the path of your soul purpose. Your soul will continue to beckon you in the new way of being, a new way of expressing, new way of creating. And the ego mind wants the same control, predictability, safety. Oh, don't ask me to leave something behind. Don't ask me to trust the unknown. Don't ask me to do something I've never done before, ego mind says. I am so afraid to be judged. Your divine purpose will shine the light on some of your biggest fears. I'm going to tell it to you right away. What are the biggest fears? Fear of being judged, fear that you're not enough, fear that you will never be supported, fear that you will not be able to make a good living by living your purpose, fear that you are going to be overwhelmed, fear that you, just name the blank, so many fears. But you know, every single of those fears are the illusion of the frightened mind. I've been on this path of being guided by my soul for the last 9 years. Year 2015 was the year where I said the most powerful prayer of my life, the prayer of surrender. That moment is vivid in my memory like yesterday. I was in a big, just a big transformational cycle at that time. And I was in that uncomfortable gap, feeling dissatisfied with the old version of self, yearning for a different kind of future, but not having the confidence that I had what it takes to build this new future. But until that moment, I already worked with shamanic plants, I already sat in many ayahuasca journeys, I already looked beyond the physical dimension into the dimension of the soul. Like, I already had a visceral experience of myself as eternal spirit. I was already a believer in benevolence of the universe. Still, the ego doesn't let go of control that easy. So there was a battle, this inner battle between my soul calling me forth into the reality that I pray for the last 10 years, the reality of me living my true purpose. And my ego, which can be translated as a fear-based mind, my ego kicking and screaming, insisting on control. You know what helped me make that leap? Prayer. Deep, sincere, heartfelt prayer that said, Great Spirit, I surrender. Please take charge of this personality that I think that I am. I surrender into my soul. And I serve you, I serve the soul, I serve you, Great Spirit. The most powerful prayer of my life, because then I start experiencing these unexplained events and people and synchronicities that began showing up in my life as a sign of my soul saying, I am with you. You can trust me. I am guiding you on a particular journey. And 9 years later, you know, I have built my life on my true purpose, in alignment with my true purpose. I've built an online business that inspires many people all over the world in alignment with my purpose. I only do what brings me deepest joy. And I continue to outgrow some parts of my old purpose, some parts of what I did before. It's a natural, organic way to outgrow those parts and to open up to a new expression, a new experimentation. But one thing remains the same. Everything is in service to the soul. So our divine purpose for me, when I met Divine Mother, or when Divine Mother met me, and I speak about her in another audio that I'll put underneath this episode so you can find it. When you meet the sacred feminine, your focus begins to get transformed from only external expression of your purpose and the legacy-driven thinking, which is beautiful and appropriate and wonderful. But when the Divine Mother and the sacred feminine touches you, you begin to yearn for more simplicity and more spaciousness and more daily joy. So no matter what happens in your business and in your external purpose, you appreciate it as much, these big experiences, your book getting published, you're getting the anything external that you desire, it becomes just as meaningful as a flower blooming on your front patio. Everything becomes purposeful because your consciousness and your heart went through awakening. So the purpose begins to get experienced as a full aliveness, this divine aliveness, this divine radiance, divine joy that begins to emanate from your consciousness. And you begin to experience bliss as your normal state. This is another sign of Kundalini awakening, that your heart begins to go through progressive levels of awakening, this spontaneous rapture of bliss, and you begin to get used to consistent levels of joy, more and more and more. I don't know if you can hear it, but I have some sounds of life here because I record this episode on a regular Monday day that is absolutely magical and extraordinary. There is nothing irregular about this day. But you see, it's both. You have a capacity for both. Your ordinary life begins to feel extraordinary, and everything becomes purposeful because you know everything you heal within your psyche, within your soul, contributes to the healing of the world, since there is only one of us here, only one consciousness, only one eternal self expressing itself through many, 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 many versions like you and I. Divine purpose. Every single human being has a sacred soul contract, a divine purpose. And some beings are ready in their consciousness and the evolution of their soul for their divine mission. And that's quite a different conversation from divine purpose. When you do this profound work of self-transformation and awakening, and if you truly yearning to be of service to life and to humanity and to this bigger divine plan that is unfolding right now on the planet, then you will be drawn to aligning to your divine mission. Anything less than that will feel like a killing of your soul, like a drying up of your radiance, a deep dissatisfaction. You will be yearning to align to your divine mission. What that is uniquely to you. This is where a help and support of mentors is crucial. Absolutely crucial. Because again, your divine mission will ignite a huge sense of joy and aliveness in your soul, but also may scare you a little bit. It will beckon you into the unknown territory, and you will be asked to trust, to find this freedom in trust, profound trust. And the more you trust, the more universe shows you how safe it is to trust. And the more you surrender, the more you begin to live in divine timing, finding yourself at divine, at the right place, at the right time. Everything happens through synchronicity. And everything becomes a magical, mystical adventure. Everything becomes a part of the beautiful, beautiful journey. Including your obstacles, including your shadow work, including your dips into melancholy, all of that. You begin to see the value and the purpose in all of it. So you see, the journey, the archetypal journey of divine purpose. In the very beginning, we search for our true vocation, our true calling. The question is, what is it I'm here to do? The second part of it, we are yearning for a deeper sense of aliveness, this mystical awakening of inner bliss and rapture. So the question is, what am I here to be? What vibration am I here to express? And the last part of his divine mission, what am I here to complete? Something that I've started in a previous lifetime, what is my divine mission? Who I'm here to become? I hope that this contemplation inspired, validated something that you've already been arriving to, ignited new perspectives, new understanding in your soul. I love this conversation on divine purpose. I believe it's one of my favorite ones. And I feel there is a new curriculum that will be offered sometime in the future. Because it's such a huge theme for me. And if you are listening to this and you are in this deep yearning to align with your true dharma, your true purpose, I invite you to connect with me through the links that are provided underneath this episode by clicking a contact button on my website. Reach out. And if I can be of support and service to you, it would be my honor. As always, just a little reminder that I have a variety of on-demand spiritual courses that can assist you in transforming your consciousness and engaging into the sacred work of soul refinement, soul integration. And you can find that on my website under the button called Store. And if you'd like to experience a profound leap of your consciousness, I invite you to join me on a spiritual pilgrimage that is taking place at the end of this year. Well, not the end, at the end of September of this year. We're traveling to one of the most mystical portals on the planet, the Sacred Valley of Peru, where Machu Picchu is a crystal city. Every mountain is made of granite. It's a living crystal. And that's the place where you connect to your true purpose, spontaneously, naturally. If you'd like to learn more about that, everything can be found on my website, www.katarinasatori.com. Thank you for the opportunity to share this contemplation with you. May you be blessed.